A very welcome to you to our first session of our Financial Wellness School. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Pastor Eugene Dolman, and I'm one of the pastors here at Shofar Stellenbosch. And it's really a privilege to have each one of you joining the school. Now, for the first session, we're going to go through a lot of practical things, and I'm just going to give a bit of an outline on how the school is going to work and all of that. But before we start, I would like to pray for us. Thank you, Father, that we can come to you today, Lord, and Lord, that we can open up our hearts, and Lord, that you will come and do a mighty work in each of our hearts, Lord. Lord, that you will come and reveal yourself, Lord, even in the midst of the times that we are living in, Lord, that you will show us how much you love us, Lord, and what each one of us are responsible for, and we pray, Lord, that you will lead us to a deeper and a greater revelation of who you are, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So in the Financial Wellness School, we're going to have a couple of topics that we will be covering. But in general, we will be sharing a lot of testimonies throughout the school. We will also go into scriptures, a lot of scriptures, and really read and see what God says about financial wellness and the topic of money. We will also, really share how each one of us can become stewards. You see, each one of us, we are stewards of God's kingdom. And Pastor Sias will explain a little bit more when he has his session about stewardship. And also, we will have a lot of people come to share their testimonies on how they became a real giver, extravagant givers, and how the Lord changed their hearts over a period of time just to be a blessing. So the format of the school will be that we have two sessions per evening, followed by a Q&A session that is on Zoom. And on the Q&A session, we will have some guys that's coming to share about their life experiences and principles, and you can also send your questions through via the WhatsApp group. And I would like to encourage each one of you to join that, and we will advise on exactly what the time is, and please join the Zoom session so that you can learn more and so that we can also fellowship and interact. Then also, the sessions is 100% free. There's no fee for any of the course material. And we will also give you some homework to do. And there's even competitions that we will have for doing your homework, like lucky draws and some things that we will give away. But the course is 100% free. But if you would like to make a contribution, you are welcome to contribute towards our BodyServe account. And we use our BodyServe account to help those that are in need. And we've been helping many families over a period of time financially and also with food and many things. So you are welcome to bless into that account if you would like to. So our first session is this evening, and the second session is about workplace ministry, and Pastor Sias will be doing that second session. And then after that, we will have Bote de Pryor, who's an IT specialist. He's an operating officer at an IT company, and he will be sharing on the bondage of debt. And then Francois O'Kennedy, who is working at a tax consulting firm, will be sharing about tax. And then the fifth topic, the third evening, we will have John Milan sharing. He has been in the financial investment industry for most of his life, and he is retired now, and he's such a blessing. So he will be speaking on investments. And then we've got Brines Matabula, who is a actuary, and she works for a company that does actuarial studies and research, and she will also be sharing with us on COVID-19 and what to do now. And our seventh topic will be consumerism versus contentment. And Ati van Sail, who is the MD at Two A Day, will be sharing on that. And The eighth topic will be budgeting. Francois Kennedy will be sharing on budgeting. He's got very good experience, and there will even be some practical ways on how to assist you to do your budget. And the ninth topic will be insurance and medical aid, which John Milan will present. And the final topic will be Ati van Sail, becoming a cheerful giver. We are really excited about all the different topics that we will be sharing, and we want to encourage you to even invite friends to join the school. This is an amazing opportunity also to reach out to others. Now, Jesus spoke on finances on 11 out of his 40 parables, and surely that must be a very important topic. I remember a time whenever this financial topic came about, I just sort of wanted to avoid it. See, many times we don't want to address the topics that is so relevant, and sometimes we shy away from these topics. But this is an amazing opportunity for us to embrace. Let's go and read what Jesus says about this topic. Matthew 6:24 says, "You cannot serve God and riches. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Matthew 6 verse 33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." I remember a time when we were on holiday, and I was skateboarding with my youngest boy. He was probably about 4.5 years old at the time. And as we were just going on this road, the next moment, one of the owners of the company where I worked stopped next to me. And he started to speak to me. And the traffic was busy heaping up behind him. So I told him, "Listen, just go on and park in one of those parking areas in front of us, and then we can continue our chat." And as he drove off, my boy asked me, "Who is that man?" And I told him, "Listen, Daniel, this is my big boss, or he's the big boss of our company." And Daniel looked at me and he said, "Sure, Dad, I thought Jesus was your boss." You know, when he said that, it made the biggest impact in my life. It changed me so dramatically that for the first time again, I realized that God is actually my provider. You see, we can go and look for many things. We can look for earthly riches. We can look for all sorts of things. But once we realize that Jesus is our provider, it changes us from the inside. And what he told me that day changed my perception about who my provider is in such a way that my whole perspective on life changed. Today, I'm not in worry about the end of the month because I know God will provide. However, I would like to read for us in Genesis 2 verse 15. "The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and keep it." See, when God created Adam and Eve, he gave them the responsibility to look after the garden. And each one of us, we are stewards of earth. We are the stewards of God's kingdom. He has given each one of us a responsibility to look after creation. And when we look at this scripture, we realize that we have a responsibility. God has given each one of us a responsibility. Yet, everything on this earth belongs to Him. We are stewards of His kingdom. If I think of an example to really explain this well is, say for instance, you are a student and you don't have a car and you want to take this beautiful lady out on a date. How will you come right to get her to that place if you don't have a car and you need to pick her up? Okay, so maybe you go and ask one of your friends if you can borrow his car. And I know of a couple of students that has borrowed cars. But in any case, so you go to that friend and you ask him, listen, can I borrow your car this evening? And I want to take this wonderful lady to the movies this evening. And so he says, yes, you are welcome. You can borrow my car. But the question is, how do we return that car? Do we return that car 100%? Do we return it cleaner than what we found it in? Do we go and fill that car up with petrol or diesel? That is the principle of stewardship. When we're here on earth, we're stewarding God's possessions. When we understand that, our hearts start to change and we realize that we've got a responsibility. See, each one of us, we have a gift. We've got a talent and we can maximize those talents by stewarding God's kingdom, His creation, to the best possible way that we can. Are we good stewards of God's kingdom? Or are we not taking our responsibility serious? You see, God has got a plan for each one of our lives, and He loves each one of us so much. Let's take our responsibility as stewards seriously. I want to read for us another scripture in Matthew 6 from verse 19 to 21. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Each one of us, we need to do introspection. Where our treasure is, there our heart will also be. When we go and look at where we're spending our money, that is where our treasure lies. When we go and look at where we spend our time, that is where our treasure lies. And I'm really trusting that each one of us will use this opportunity as we go through this course to really take stock of where we are in our lives, that we really become good stewards of God's kingdom. I want to share a couple of key principles with us. The first one is avoid debt. If we read in Proverbs 22 verse 7, it says the borrower is a slave to the lender. When we go and make debt, we have to repay the lender that money. I've recently helped somebody that had a clothing account and they haven't been paying this clothing account so diligently and they just kept on buying more and more clothes. And what happened at the end was this amount of money was out of control and there was no way that this person could actually repay all the money for the clothes that they have purchased. And you see, when we fall into the trap of debt, it's very easy for us just to accumulate more and more debt. And one of the key principles is not to accumulate that debt. If you can't buy it in cash, rather not have it. The second thing that I would like to share is spend your money wisely. If we read in Proverbs 21 verse 5, the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. I remember a time when I had to purchase a new vehicle. And it was quite a challenging time because I was running all the sums through my mind the whole time. And eventually I decided to buy a vehicle that is very light on petrol so that I can be a good steward of my financial ability. I couldn't buy something that was out of my financial ability, but I also needed to make sure that it was something that I can afford. So when we do our sums and our budgets, we need to make sure that we can actually afford what we are purchasing. The third principle is everything comes from God. If we read in Psalm 24 verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. everything belongs to God. Let that really sink into our hearts, that we realize that everything belongs to God. Even the possessions that we don't physically own, everything belongs to God. And the fourth principle is love God and not money. If we read in Luke 16 verse 13, it says that we cannot serve God and mammon. When we try and juggle the two, I can tell you that there will always be one that takes preference above the other one. I remember a time when I was at the intercession meeting and God showed me this picture of these two buildings. The one building was something that I was building myself. And the other building that he showed me was something that he was building. It was this beautiful thing that he was busy building. And then he asked me the question. He asked me, are you going to continue to build your own structure? Or are you going to build my kingdom? See, many times those other things take preference in our lives. And the fifth thing is, learn to manage what God has given you. Each one of us, we have a talent. Let's use those talents responsibly. Let's use it. Let's apply it so that the kingdom can come. And the sixth principle is give generously. If we read in Acts 20 verse 35, it says that it is more blessed to give than to receive. When we start to bless other people, our lives start to change even more than the people that we bless. I remember a time when I had to bless somebody with an asset. And this asset was very close to my heart, and I really treasured this asset. But the Lord came to speak to me about this treasure that I had, and that I had to bless somebody with it. You know, when I actually went over to bless the person, it meant so much for that person, but even more to me, because my heart started to change and my dependency on that asset became so much less. You see, when we start to give, God starts to change our hearts. So I would like to conclude this session by praying, and may the Lord bless each one of you through the Financial Wellness School. Make sure to complete the homework, engage in the Zoom sessions, and enjoy it. Thank you, Father, that we can glorify your name, Lord, and that we can thank you that you have blessed us with life, Lord, that we can be stewards here on earth of your kingdom, of this precious earth that you have given us. Lord, I pray that you will speak to each one of us. And Lord, those areas where you are speaking to us about, Lord, that we will be obedient and that we will listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Amen.